Hello and welcome back to the I'm Doing Fine podcast. This is Cameron, and some of you may have remembered me from last year, but just a little reminder of who I am. My name is Cameron Lindsay. I go by she, her pronouns. My majors are psychology and social work, and one day I hope to be a therapist. And one of the main reasons to why I wanted to be a peer educator is because I'm very passionate about mental health and destigmatizing mental health and making sure that people have the resources and the availability to seek treatment when they need it. And so, like me, I was here last year, but Jody was also here. But some exciting news is we have two new peer eds. Woo! So we're going to take a little bit of time to kind of give a little bit of an introduction about ourselves and a reminder of Jody, like I just did. So, Jody.
Yeah, my name's Jody Jenkins. My pronouns are she, her, hers. My majors are behavioral neuroscience and psychology. And what I want to do with that in the future, well, I don't have a clear set path exactly, but one career I've really been looking into lately is a genetic counselor. And then one reason why I really enjoy being a peer ed is because around campus in my own friend group and just kind of in general, I've noticed there's a lot of like misinformation about the UCC and about the services that we have. And so I really think it's important to be someone who spreads true and accurate information of what the UCC is and the services that we can provide students with.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with all that, Jody. Hi, everyone. I'm one of the new peer eds this year. My name is Hallie Dykstra. My pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm a senior at Grand Valley majoring in psychology. One day I want to get my master's in social work and become a therapist, just like Cameron over here. And I joined peer education because I'm also really passionate about mental health, and I really want to help students be aware of and feel more comfortable just utilizing the services that the UCC has to offer.
Absolutely. Hello, I am the other newbie, Bella. I am a junior at Grand Valley. My pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm also a psych major in the majority here. And I really wanted to be a peer ed just because I think that it's an excellent service that we have on campus. And I wasn't really exposed to it in my beginning years here at Grand Valley. And so, yeah, if I can share something that's really helped me and I think could help other people, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, I think that's a major part of being a peer ed is really like trying to spread as much information about University Counseling Center services as much as possible. And another like form of that too, and like I think we can all agree, a major benefit and like one thing that we love about being a peer ed is being like a face that people could ask, come and ask questions to, and right, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, and I think just the fact that like we're on a college campus, it can be a really hard thing to talk about, mental health.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why we started this podcast last year, honestly, is to start having those harder conversations, and just to kind of let people know that it's okay to talk about these kind of things.
Of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We also, like, just, this is the first podcast of the semester. I know that I just mentioned that we had them last year, but because it's the first one, we wanted to give some general information about the Grand Valley Counseling Center, just so that people listening can have a little bit of a background.
Yeah, so we have locations on both campuses in Allendale and Pew. And our Allendale hours are 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursday, and then 8 to 5 on Friday. And then for the Pew campus, it's 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday.
Yes, and so now talking a little bit about the locations of the University Counseling Center. So the actual location is 206 Student Services Center in Allendale, and then on Pew's campus, it's DeVos 101B. And so just to describe that a little bit. So on Allendale's campus, if you're at the bookstore, you cross the street to where all the flagpoles are, and then you go in through that building and up the stairs and onto the left, that is where the Allendale's University Counseling Center is. While on Pew, it is in the Career Center. And that can be kind of confusing for students. And so it's, once you know where it is, it can be a little less frightening.
Yeah, so you just go into the Career Center and you say that you're there for the University Counseling Center.
Yes, exactly.
And I feel like when people think about counseling, the first thing that comes to mind is like individual talk therapy, mm-hmm. which is a big part of our counseling center services, but it's not the only thing that we do. There's also so much more to the UCC. So there is the individual counseling, but also there's a lot of different kinds of group counseling. For example, there's different identity group counseling, there's process groups, different skill set groups, things like that. We also offer a lot of self-help tabs on our website. So you can kind of walk your way through those, click through those. There's different screenings you can take on our website. And then something that the peer eds do a lot is just being present in the community. So community mm-hmm. outreach. For example, a few of us are gonna be at a tabling event later this week. Things like that, just making ourselves present. And the counseling center also offers consultation. So all of these services are things that you can read more about on our counseling center's website, which is just gvsu.edu/counsel. But if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed with all the information that I just spewed out, and you're like, I just want to contact the counseling center and I'm looking for kind of a first step with therapy, what do I do? And Bella's going to talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I can't tell you how many services I've used here. I've been in a group every single year, every semester. But if you're just getting started out, here's how you're going to get connected with the counseling center. You can go ahead and call the number 616-331-3266, and that'll connect you with the amazing people we have at our front desk, Leticia, Bethany, Jody, and Lisa. And it doesn't matter if you're calling from the Pew campus or the Allendale campus, you'll still be scheduled for a first-time appointment, which is a screening appointment. And that's where a counselor will help find the resources that you are needing, whether that is individual counseling, groups.
All right. And so that's all like amazing information. And so shifting gears a little bit into the next topic for our first podcast of the semester is self-care.
Yeah.
And so last year we talked a little bit about our self-care. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is I think for me and Jody, we've kind of switched a little bit of our like self-care.
Like a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Like for me, like recently, it's been reading. I joined the book club and I've been really like immersing myself in a good book. And it's like a nice little escape from the world.
Barnes and Noble is like a vacation. Oh my god.
Yes.
I love books. But going to bookstores in and of itself is self-care, I
think. Yes. And the smell of Barnes and Noble, it's unbeatable.
With the Starbucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to be a very big reader. Mm-hmm. So that might have been what I talked about last year, I believe. I'm trying to get back into it because every time that I read like a novel, especially, or a book for fun in my own free time, I really enjoy it. I have to be in the right mood to do it.
Yeah.
But every time that I do, and it's a good book, I do find myself really enjoying that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love books. And sometimes when I'm feeling like I don't really want to read words, I like other media as well. Movies, documentaries,
yeah.
Just immersing myself in even a good, I don't know, whale documentary. They're kind of my guilty pleasure.
I love it.
That and going on Pinterest. Oh my gosh, I could
spend
hours on
Pinterest. I'm obsessed with
Pinterest.
No. Yep.
Quick warning, just be sure that the content you're consuming is something that brings you joy.
Yes.
So don't get sucked down a rabbit hole on Instagram tend to do.
That's a good PSA.
Media that makes you happy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is a good PSA. I can tell you, for me, every fall, I watch Gilmore Girls. That is my show. I love it. And so, like, that is my form of self-care when I'm, like, it's in fall, things are about to get stressful during class, and I work with the Gilmore Girls.
I don't know. Kind of on a similar strain, I guess, if this would be considered media, but I like to just make a whole different kinds of Spotify playlists. And honestly, It might sound a little bit silly, and I make certain ones for like different moods.
Yes.
Or like different times of the day. And I do think it is kind of a form of self-care.
It definitely is.
Like, yes. A good playlist, if I'm feeling a little bit sad, a good happy playlist, it will improve my mood a little bit. Yes. So that is one thing that I like put time into, and it brings me joy.
Yes. I have a mental health like playlist that I'll play if I'm like just having a challenging mental health day. And I also make playlists based off the books that I read. So it's like, I feel like I'm revisiting them. I love it.
I think another way that I practice self-care is through writing. Mm-hmm. Not even necessarily good writing or the best that you can do, and not really the kind of that you might do for a class. But for me, this looks maybe like journaling, or maybe like I really do enjoy poetry a lot. So even just like going back with some of my old poems that I've written and like changing them up just slightly, going in, seeing what I can do with grammar, like that is a way to de-stress for me somehow. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy that. And I think Cameron, you also are the same way, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yep. So I love writing poetry. Like it's a good feeler for me. Like that is like a nice way that I can like really devote myself into my emotions in a very creative way. So I that's that form of self-care. I 100% I'm like, I'm here for it.
I love expressing myself creatively as mm-hmm. well, like you do with the writing. It can feel so cathartic. Another way, if you don't really feel like writing a novel, you can still write words, but I've always loved calligraphy. So finding a good quote, but a quote that speaks to you, and just spending your time on creating beautiful letter art, that's another way too.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm not really good at writing poems. I'm not a calligraphy artist. However, I do find it very beneficial to just, if I have a lot in my mind, just write down any words going on. So writing down just whatever is going on in my mind, it's a really great de-stressor for me. But another way that I like to clear my mind is by going on walks outside, especially on campus. Our campus is so beautiful. And these days, like the weather is cooling down and soon like the trees are going to change colors. So that's one of my favorite ways to practice self-care, is just like getting outside and taking in the sunshine if it's a nice day.
I feel the same exact way, Hallie. One thing that I like to do is go for runs outside, especially through the dog park. It's my favorite place to go. I'm actually on the running club here on campus. And if I'm having like kind of a rough day, that is one thing that I really look forward to, because we meet towards the end of the day and I'll get to see some of my very good friends, because when you run or walk with people, you end up with a lot of time on your hands and things to talk about. So you become close with the people you spend time with. So honestly, if you run slow enough, then you can talk. So that's what I like to do. And that's just one way that clears my mind and is a great de-stressor and self-care, honestly.
Yeah. I remember when I used to run cross country, like we would just tell stories back and forth, like while we were running. Mm-hmm. And that was just like, you really do create a bond when you're working out with people. And so I just remember like all of those memories so fondly. So like, maybe I should get back into running.
Yeah, but, you guys
together. Yeah. We just share stories. But another like form of like going out like side that I really like to do is going on adventure driving. Which I realize that a lot of people on campus might not have a car, but if you do, like just exploring your area, like listening to some good tunes and just driving around, maybe without a destination in mind, and just kind of exploring. Like there's something really cathartic about seeing something new for the first time. It kind of, for me, it puts it like the whole, like everything that I have going on, like all the stressors into perspective, because it's like, this place has never even seen me before. Like it's a whole thing.
Okay.
Absolutely. And for those who don't have a car, I don't have a car either. Mm-hmm. Another way you can still explore the area, maybe go on some mindful walks, see some cool places you've never seen before. Take the Laker line.
Right.
And with your GVID, you can take all of the buses in Grand Rapids for free. So I've gone on to so many trails that I didn't think I even had access to, but as a GV student, we can explore so many different parks, the beautiful city.
Absolutely.
We have a lot at our disposal.
Oh, yeah. That's the one thing that's really great about the Grand Rapids community is that there is so much, and like there's so much to explore, so much to see, so much to do. This is starting to sound like a Disney. But that's honestly really accurate.
Yeah, so we shared a bunch of our own self-care tips today. We hope that maybe you found a new one that you feel like trying, or at least got some entertainment out of hearing ours. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining us. We hope that you can come back for our next podcast. And in the future, we're just going to be putting out podcasts, and our goal is to cover many different topics. So whether that's adjusting to college or life beyond college, signs for when to get help or just signals when counseling center services would be needed in your own life, seasonal depression, feeling worthy, things like that. Those are all things that we want to discuss in this podcast. And to close, what we're actually going to be doing on all of our podcasts is kind of a short meditation.
Yeah, so now I'm going to guide you through a quick little meditation. And so just to start, let's all just take a very big deep breath. So I'm going to count to four, and then you hold for two, and then you breathe out for four. All right, so 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, let's do that one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, so now I'm going to guide you through the five senses meditation. And so that is when you are trying to take in what you see, what you hear, what you feel, and smell and taste. And so now, if you could just take a moment and look around, see your surroundings. And just kind of, if you're outside, notice the sky, maybe think of the clouds. If you're in your room, notice how your walls are. Are they textured? Are they like all one color? Do you have any posters? Really try to absorb your environment through your eyes. And how do you feel? Can you feel the weight if you're sitting on a chair? Can you feel the clothes on your skin? Can you feel anything that's in your surroundings that your body is physically touching? And what about here? If you're outside, can you hear the birds singing? Can you hear, maybe if you're in your room, can you hear your roommates? What can you hear in your surrounding? And kind of ask yourself that. And now, let's take another, like, just a quick little deep breath. All right, and so what do you smell? And then what do you taste? And so those are all of the different five senses, and being able to kind of ground yourself in all of those different senses, which is seeing, feeling, hearing, smell, and taste, and how all of that in your environment can ground you. All right, and now that is the end of the podcast. And so I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day, and we hope to see you at the next podcast.